blow. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spared in his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Ma, na,
let me throw.
Ma, na, they will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Ma, na, they will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no!
Vernigini, Vernigini!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Does anyone know if there is a pipe for me? For me, for me!
So they tell us this video's going too far!
Yeah, Chief?
Remind me to stop setting up these video conferences. They're not very productive.
You got it.
Sheesh.
Lay it down. Taylor Tay. Right here. A mic one. Trent Radio 92.7 CFFF FM. Laying it down and keeping it real. Lay it down.
I'm gonna find them all.
Hello, kids. This is Slim Swayze here, the Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. This is my first show, so bear with me. This is, like I said, the first show. It's going to take me a little while to find my feet, but as I find my feet, the show will get better and better and better, hopefully. And yeah, so there'll be lots of different music, mainly underground hip-hop. I'm also a huge fan of very, very different styles of music. Feel free to call in if you have a request. I'll do my best to get on different shows or different styles of music for you. Basically, I want to broaden the music scale to get more people involved and try and get the message out there. So yeah, I'm going to start off here with a little bit of Matrix stuff and my intro, and here we go.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
This song you're listening to right now is from a band called Embed from the UK. I hope you like it.
Using an absurd insinuation, Fat.
Kids, Slim Swayze back here, and the Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. Like I said, it is the first show. I haven't even done my studio training yet, so bear with me if it will get better. I'm going to try and have a broad selection of music to play. I am a big underground hip-hop fan, so that's what you'll be hearing most of. I want to say hey to everybody out there listening, friends, family. Hi, Mom. Hi, everybody else. I'm going to play a little song here by a band from England called Poetic Yesterday. The song is William Bill Cooper. Everybody out there who knows of William Bill Cooper and his amazing book, Behold the Pale Horse. Sadly, he was killed November 2001. I guess they wanted to take him out as he was spreading too much truth, and they didn't like that. So I hope you like this song. It's Poetic Yesterday, and it's called William Bill Cooper. Live, by the way.
Anybody ever heard of a chap called William Bill Cooper?
Yeah, here you go.
When you get home tonight, it's all about this sort of stuff, the real deal. Have a look at William Bill Cooper. This song is dedicated to him. It's called William Bill Cooper.
Thank you.
and drink. And I think these things need to be passed on to you. And I think you need to start examining yourself, your gender, your mission. Who are you? What are you about? What do you believe about America? Is it true? Are you helping to divide us more? Are you helping to bring us together? Do you really understand what this country is all about?
A slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Slim Swayze back here, 92.7 Trent Radio, CFFFF. Take the red pill, learn the truth, Slim Swayze. We're going to play a little Z-Trip here for everybody.
With every gospel rock and beat Ray Charles lays on the message to us all in the San Francisco Bay Area, have a ball and be alive in 55 with his singing of I Got a Woman.
She's there to love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses. Always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. It's right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand?
I'm slicker this year, I'm slicker this year. Myrtle Ave, A-Train, got the pick in my head. And what, 16 joints later, still lounge. Fresh, for flowers in my bag, who's the guest? Stylish tight jeans, busted cami fatigues. 50,000 leagues of black, so a chef. Can we avenue slide, flare style, get a walk to the east sun. Wow, Crookland, New York. Creamy kid, Joe Smith, and Weston, win a blessing. The angular slang, blow spots, bang, 11. Hanging like bats, the 12-inch wax. And my hair say bro, and my blood say bro. My click say ayo. Make sparks from the barrel with your pistol. To the depths I die, seems lunar like aqua. The cool blast mother, we black, we wildflowers. Scott La Rock, Adamore, I got the ball. And roll a little practice in these project calls. The three color flag can hold my baggy sack. 718 to Omega. Black ocean is ocean style. Slick in my way since days of the classic. Glamour boys wanna be triple fatted, but I'm slicker this year. I'm slicker this year, yeah. Eastbourne, East Hanoi, Zoom. Lovely. All over the city, and you take that glass in. 7 R's and that back glass, niggas in a camouflage.
Goddamn. I swear to God, you guys are the most open-minded fucking crowd ever, ever. For real, I mean that.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey. Take a walk on the wild side.
Ooh, this is the part of the jam where I want everyone to get loose. Come on.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
All right, Slim Swayze back here, 92.7 Trent Radio, CFFFF. Wanted to stop here for a minute and talk a little bit about exposing the illegal criminal activity of the police in the G20 Toronto this year. The police were ordered to stand down, let the vandalism happen on purpose. After the riot was over, the police attacked, abused, and arrested a bunch of innocent people, violating many of the rights. They threw them in a cage under deplorable conditions, and that's what really happened over the G20 weekend in Toronto. The police and their commanding officers committed many crimes, and they need to be brought to justice. If you like, you can go to www.torontog20exposed.blogspot.com. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about Bill C-474. It's something I feel pretty passionate about. It's a petition to the House of Commons and Parliament. We, the undersigned citizens of Canada, want to draw the attention of the House on the following, that the approval of genetically engineered seeds in Canada, which are not also approved in our export markets, cause the economic harm to Canadian farmers. As seen in the 2009 contamination of Canadian flax and GE flax, it resulted in closed European and other export markets. That unexpected and unwanted contamination from GE crops can result in economic hardship for farmers as a result that the government seed regulations and regulators of novel foods and plants with these novel traits do not include an assessment or consideration to the potential economic harm to farmers of the new GE crop releases. Therefore, your petitioners call upon Parliament to ensure in legislation Bill C-474, an act respecting the seed regulations, to amend the seed regulations to require that an analysis of potential harm to export markets can be conducted before the sale of any new genetically engineered seed is permitted. I feel pretty passionate about this, and I imagine a lot of other people do. You can go online and look at, there's a website called CBAN, and they're a great, great place that you can go to, sign the petition. They'll send it off to like 10 different people, NDP, Liberal, Green Party. They send it to everybody that's needed to send it to. So I highly suggest that people do this. I've been personally going around and trying to get my petition signatures. I've done not too bad, but I also wanted to let everybody know that they can go online. They can send off these petitions. They can send letters to their MP. And if we group together, we can make small changes in this world. And that's what we need to do, because as everybody knows, it's gotten where more and more of our rights are being taken away, and they're putting through laws. And it's almost like, even if we can get 3 steps forward and 2 steps back, we got to look at that 1 step as a success and continue to do that. And, we can make a difference in this world. We just have to group together and continue to try and make small steps and keep fighting. This is Slim Swayze. If you're interested in any of the things I'm talking about, I'm looking to network with other people involved in and want to be involved in some of these social justice issues. Right now I'm going to play a little bit of an artist called BK. He is an amazing underground hip-hop artist from Brooklyn, New York. He is probably one of my favorites. This song is called Columbine, and it's about just some of the youth today and how they feel, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Hey, yo, this song is to let you know that people got problems. White, black, Spanish, don't matter, whatever the fuck. City, urban. My name's Little Jimmy, and I'm scared of the dark. I live with my mom's grandparents and uncles in a trailer park. There's 10 girls in my town and they busted sluts. You know that town, 10 miles left, the West Bubble fuck. My idols, you probably heard of them. They range from Eminem to Son of Sam and Colin Ferguson. My mom fucks whoever, so my pops is the mailman. Who postal ridge last week and left some kid in a trash can. Chopped up, so he's locked up for life of this. Moms couldn't take the stress, so she sliced the wrist. No one at the funeral to see the pain I felt. They left Little Jim alone so I could raise myself. I'm that kid in high school who nobody talks to. Kids form walls in the halls and push me as I walk through. Got important things to say, but no one will give me their ear. So my head's down in fear as they shout,
Jimmy's a queer.
I'm a little hick with a small dick and I'm ready to call quits. Cause I get smacked and robbed every day by the same tall brick. But I keep moving on. Happiness I'm showing rarely, as my people to kill one day list is growing daily. Hip hop is the only thing relieving the stress. I put my headphones on at night so it can ease me to rest. You better watch how you treat me. You think you a star? Who'd you push by and step over to get to where you are? You laugh when I cry, this world's passing me by. I might snap and claim redemption when I blast and you die. Watch how you treat me. You think you a star? Who'd you push by and step over to get to where you are? You laugh when I cry, this world's passing me by. I might snap and claim redemption when I blast and you die. The stress is building, the days I could barely take another. My little brother's half retarded, my uncle raped my mother. Weed don't kill my pain or beer neither. As the varsity squad beats me up in front of the cheerleaders. If I died, no one would miss me. Honey steadily dissing me. The closest I came to pussy was my little sister kissed me. So I stay on www.fuckme by email and read it while jerking off to the cover of details. And I got a pair of balls that I'm aching to show. The time bomb waiting to blow. Vex, my patience is low. Under tension, puff a joint to kill some depression. Then cop a shotty from Walmart to add to my gum collection. My shell gets harder as my inner gets weak. Make explosive, that's what I learned as an internet geek. Yo, you mix a little of this and then a lot of that crap. And now I got a bomb to go with the shotty that's in my backpack. I'm high and dying, and I don't know why I'm crying. But tonight I keep rewinding the first half hour of Private Ryan. Fuck relieving the stress to ease me to rest. Tonight I'm going to sleep heated with this piece on my chest.
Please, please God, don't make me use this heat. Please, please don't give me no nightmares. Let me sleep tonight, please. Please, I promise I'll be good, I promise.
You better watch how you treat me. You think you a star? Would you push by and step over to get to where you are? You laugh when I cry, this world's passing me by. I might snap and claim redemption when I blast and you die. Watch how you treat me. You push by and step over to get to where you are. You laugh when I cry, this world's passing me by. I might snap and take redemption when I blast and you die. Brought my bag of tricks to school today, but no one's really dissing me. It's 8 period, Mr. Coffee, principal teaching history. I was a little high, dozing off in the other direction. And this cocksucker's always calling on me for the same questions. Looking all dumb now, my face red with embarrassment. I don't know these answers, plus I'm getting sick of this harassment.
Oh, what's the matter? You gonna go cry now?
Nah, but I think you should lie down.
Why's that?
Why's that?
Cause you're all gonna fucking die now. What the fuck you picking me for? You know I couldn't answer you. What I could do is pull this shit out and start blasting you.
Yo, it's Jimmy time, so give me mine. Then I bitched Mac Tina and shot at Timmy's spine. All you motherfuckers made this happen. With your wise cracks in, pushing me to the back. crack. Hogan found the gat. I think that might have been a straw that broke the camel's back. Oh shit, get a grip, Jimmy, please. My thoughts scrambling. Death sampling, they're running all over my brain just like trampling. My brain's like, fuck them, as it sorts through the drama. I could have been an honor student, now I'm taking students' honor. People, please, don't be mad. Your shit really looks sad.
Why's that?
Cause I got a motherfucking bomb up in my book bag.
All right, Slim Swayze back here, Trent Radio, 92.7 CFFFF. We're going to talk a little bit here about a news article that I found, and I found it a little bit interesting. It's called Now Independent Thinkers Are Considered Diseased by Psychiatry. Psychiatrists have been working on a fourth version of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, and in it they hope to add a whole new slew of psychiatric disorders. Unfortunately, many of these disorders are merely differences in personality and behavior among people. The new addition may include disorders like oppositional defiant disorder, which includes people who have a pattern of negativistic, defiant, and disobedient and hostile behavior toward authority figures. Some of the symptoms of this disorder include losing one's temper, annoying people, and being touchy, which everybody's had that once in a while. Other disorders being considered include personality flaws like antisocial behavior, arrogance, cynicism, narcissism. There are even categories for people who binge eat and children who have temper tantrums. Children are already way overdiagnosed for allegedly being bipolar, having attention deficit disorder. I know from personal experience, as I was labeled that and medicated heavily as a child, and basically what it did is made me real skinny. I've realized over time that children are children. They don't walk, they skip, they jump, they sing. You know, they're balls of energy, and that's a good thing. We need to stop labeling children as attention deficit, or they have a problem because they're, some children are a little harder to manage. These kids, people need to see individuality as a good thing, you know. So back to this ad, which results in their being prescribed dangerous and antipsychotic drugs. Which to categorize even more childhood behaviors as psychiatric disorders will only further increase the number of children who will be needlessly prescribed antipsychotic drugs. Each new revision to the DSM has included controversial new additions, and the newest version is no exception. In fact, the manual has increased considerably over the years. And what is most disturbing about the current proposed revisions is that blatantly brave new way in which so-called medical professionals are being viewing individual characteristics. Children who exhibit unique eccentricities in accordance with their unique personalities in general would be categorized as having a mental illness. If this criteria had been used in past centuries to diagnose illness, there may have never been people like Mozart or Einstein who ventured outside of the norm and came up with unique and new ideas. A Washington Post article captured the essence of this concept perfectly in the following quote. If a 7-year-old Mozart tried composing his centrios today, he might be diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and medicated into barren normality. The perception that the character differences are somehow a psychiatric illness not only absolves individuals of personal responsibility, but it takes away their unique personhood. It reduces people into subjects that cannot think for themselves but have to be controlled through drugs, which brings us to perhaps the biggest and thus behind the DSM revisions, the drug companies. The pharmaceutical companies stand to gain a lot having virtually every person categorized as mentally ill or in need of drugs. A more acute approach to the situation is to assess the psychiatrists and the drug lords who are contriving such nonsense as being true possessors of mental illness. Perhaps these people are the ones that need to be institutionalized. Sources for this story include, and it just shows a link. So basically, these are some of the issues that I find important to me. They've touched my life in a personal way. Like I said, I was diagnosed with these attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I was basically, a problem child, and it's gotten to the point where I finally have realized that, that's a good thing that I was different. That's a good thing that I'm a unique person and that I have unique views. I've always asked why, my whole life. And I think that that's the best question that people can ask is why, you know, and if people can't answer the question, you know, people need to continue to ask why. And I think that we need to encourage our children to ask why. You know, it just makes me sick that children are continuously being fed medications to dumb them down, to make them compliant, and to not question authority. Well, it's gotten to the point where authority isn't necessarily right. Actually, I find that in most cases, authority's wrong. They've sold out. They sell out to these multinational corporations. They're putting aspartame in everything, left, right, and center. They put fluoride in the water. You know, these are poisons. If you take a look on your toothpaste, it says, do not swallow. If too much is swallowed, then call Poison Control Center. Do not swallow any more than what is to be used for brushing your teeth. Well, how do we know how much is being used to brush your teeth? Some people use different amounts than others. So, you know, it's just, you know, I just get very upset with some of these things. And then you see what happened in June this year up at the G20. $1.2 billion, not million, $1 billion that the taxpayers paid to turn Toronto into a police state for the weekend. I was sickened by the videos that I saw through the underground and alternative news sources. You know, they'd like to make you believe that these black bloc kids went around and destroyed everything. Well, it's funny that in Montebello in 07, it was actually agent provocateurs who started the trouble in Montebello. And why wouldn't we believe that it's the exact same thing going on now? It happened in Pittsburgh. It happened in Seattle. These undercover police officers get into these groups and start trouble, or inspire other people to start trouble, and it's just disgusting. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song here called Tricks of the Shade by the Goats. It's released in 1991. It's a great song. If you listen to the lyrics, it rings true to this day. So I hope you enjoy it.
And on a sadder note,
set it off.
Oops, sorry about that. Like I BK. Said, I'm still having a little
Yo,
bit
two
of
sides
a... Here we go. There's the goat.
But tell me what's up, but tell me how to run it down. The tricks of the shade got your merry going round. Rich moving in, got the poor moving out. The property value's jumping, so they can't afford their house. My, I say, mama, how time flies right by. Punks talking junk, try to feed me apple pie. 17th and Mount Vernon, not a lot of earning. Build some fly new apartments, and the tabletop's turning like a journeyman yearning to make that quick buck. Scams running flames, hey, yo, kid, yeah, you better duck. They move into your neighborhood, now all of a sudden it's good enough. So let the good get rough and tougher. I had enough of rich motherfuckers taken from my brothers. I'm a quicker picker-upper, my brother's moving out. Yo, we gotta make room for the white man, damn. Yo, I think I smell a scam.
Learning the tricks of the shade, the trades of the trickiest, the stickiest motherfucker in the history of hypocrites. Columbus destroyed more Indians than Hitler killed Jews. But on his birthday, you get sales on shoes. And this is all old news, but I'm afraid you can't find it. The snooze you lose, so I choose to rewind it. Offered guns for gold, but behold the real plan. Using shady treaties, trading trinkets for land. They should have scalped his ass before he even touched sand. Everything was grand until 1609. That's when the swiney swillin' started freezing and starving. But who do they turn to when the times get hardened? I beg your pardon, punk, but that shit's shady. You want relief from the chief after you rape this lady? But maybe your time's up, cause here comes the Swayzak. After 500 fucking years, here's a payback.
Taught the tricks of the shade. Everyone's trying to get paid. Can't be like Mike getting hype. What a type of Gatorade. Push pulls on the string. Says a trickle is a thing, but it ain't trickled down and round my pockets in the ring. Sing it's money for the wealthy, healthcare for the healthy. Welfare buys our pants, but you can't buy the belt. See, it's time to act up. R-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-
'Cause it's not always the best. Prophet flocked in the minds of Indians and others. It was the oppressor, the murder, the betrayer of brothers. Men never die for flags, they die for politicians. The shadiest breeds of the mental magicians.
Slim Swayze back here, Trent Radio 92.7 CFFFF. And for any of my friends listening outside of Peterborough, Toronto, and the States, any of my friends through Facebook and other sources, I want to say hey to everybody out there. Hey to my mom, hey to my aunt, my sister, any friends that are listening. Hope you're enjoying some of the tunes. I know, Mom, probably you don't like this stuff, but hey, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not really doing this for anybody except myself, because that's how I am, very greedy, very, very evil. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm here to play some tunes, hopefully some underground stuff, some older stuff, you know, things that I think are good music that doesn't really get out on the... get out onto the waves. So I'm going to play a little bit of OK Cobra. They're a great, great band here from Canada. I'm going to actually play a few of their songs, and then I'm going to play a little more BK, then I'm going to play a little Cage, and I'm going to try and fit in a little bit of Hendrix, and maybe a little bit of Ministry, a little Lay Lady Laid Bob Dylan cover. So here's a little Cobra, OK Cobra. This track's called I Quit, and I hope you enjoy it.
What's wrong, bitch?
Could it be possible that I'm all dried up? It's all gone. My worst fears confirmed. I'm out of words. There's no more songs. The ones I had before, see, they're never really mine. I woke up today to face a steady decline. And everything I've ever built myself up to be in my own head is a misperceptive self. Maybe I was born dead. These moments I thought I lived, well, hell, they're just dreams. I was wrong about you, me, everything. And maybe this little bit of hope, the one I feel now, is a lie, too. It's also not real. And none of it's ever been anything more than a mirage. Maybe I'll keep going, going till I'm gone, gone. Facing my own fears, I'm not alone, my arch enemy's right here. He's sworn to fight me until the bitter end, to the death, to the last breath, until there's only one of us left. But the thing I don't think he knows, don't tell him I told you, is when one of us goes, we both do. We're connected by the very disconnection that causes us to feel so isolated from the world. And our loss is the lack of feeling, the thing I attack when I fight. And there they go again, these words, they're in flight. I reach into the sky, hope to catch one by the tail. But when I look at my hand, I'm holding nothing but air.
I give up. think I haven't noticed the story yet. It's a little bit different each time I told it. I've had a shape and mold of the strange ways we focus. The name changes hopeless. I know this, and so this is it. I can't help but wondering if I keep digging what I might find underneath. If I keep living a thousand different ways to make each day a new truth. The discovery, there's love in me, I'll prove it to you. I'll be happy if I just quit, let them come and get me. Embrace each opportunity to not feel so empty. They'll strengthen me, they're practically begging me. I wonder what's planned for me. Destiny or simply insanity.
I started to examine the rising tide of student activism because I knew things were changing. Already in the 2.5 years preceding that, 8,000 students had been arrested on campuses protesting apartheid in South Africa. You have to know that that happened because the media isn't going to tell you. Shantytowns have been constructed on over 100 universities, and 165 have pulled out $6 billion joining the divestment movement. So I said, I'll bet these activists do.
All right, Slim Swayze back here, Trent Radio 92.7, CFFFF, Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth. Like I said, this is my first show, so, you know, I haven't even done my studio training yet, so I'm still trying to find my feet. It's mainly music right now. I am going to eventually get more involved with taking calls, taking maybe some requests. I'm all about involving the community as much as I can and involving other people in the show. I'd like to broaden the music as much as I can to, you know, get more people listening to the show and... It's basically about the message, you know, to try and make changes in the world. I said I was going to play a little bit of Cage. This guy's an amazing, amazing MC. He's from New York. It seems that most of the really, really good hip-hop is coming out of New York. He's a white cat, and there are a lot of really amazing white MCs out there. They just don't get much love. And there's a lot of hip-hop out there that isn't all, you know, yo-yo gang-related kind of stuff. You know, some of it's political. Cage seems to be pretty political. This is off his new album, Depart From Me. It's called Katie's Song, and I hope you like it.
She grabbed me by the hand and she started to dance, man. I said, oh, this is great, now I look like a transplant. She put my hands on her hips and started to squish me. I felt her ass, it was exactly where it should be. My drink was in the air, I'm not really sure what it was or why it was in the air. I guess it was because I was with you, I'm just so depressed. Forget it, alright already, I got it. You wanna dance, I get it. I dance with you just because you dance with me. I just want you to say that there's more to me in the club. We're getting drunk, one of us throwing up, waking up like we're in love. I dance with you just because you dance with me. I just want you to say that there's more to me in the club. We're getting drunk, one of us throwing up, waking up like we're in love. I'm such a misfit in social situations, I hate it. Depression medicated, yet you're insecure and naked. I'm trying to loosen up, you're dying to read my sullen eyes. This intellectual black hole reeks of cologne and lies. This song is making me sick, I tell myself it's fine. But the DJ will play the beginning for the sixth time. I hope somebody pulls a gun out and sucks all the fun out and levels the playing field for Captain Bumout. Bumout. I dance with you just because you dance with me. I just want you to say that there's more to me in a club. We're getting drunk, one of us throwing up, waking up like we're in love. I dance with you just because you dance with me.
we're in love.
All right, Slim Swayze back here, Trent Radio 92.7 CFFFF. Take the red pill, learn the truth. Like I said, I'm going to play a little bit of Hendrix. Here's a beautiful, beautiful song. Mom, this is one's for you. I think you'll like it. It's called Little Wing.
A thousand smiles.